We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour. Thank Eric for coming on. James Lofton's going to join us here. Great speed, athletic receiver. Many, many years ago, going to join us. We'll talk some NFL with him. Coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour, 305-567-0560, as well as we move on here. Got some great games coming up. Eric talked about the big game tonight between Boston and Miami. But
he got
also,
you hyped up, right? He got me hyped up for this game tonight.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't agree with all the stuff. Sometimes media stuff comes out, and he was kind of trying to put the water. I like to see Jimmy Butler be more assertive offensively, but I don't want him to force shots. But right. I think Jimmy Butler's going to, you know, continue to make the extra pass until they get somebody open. And they're going to keep where they trust everybody that plays that they can make shots. That's, I'm guessing, what will happen. Yeah, they were breaking down. Was that Barry Jackson was breaking down how many shots he takes? And
yep.
The whole thing.
Huge analytics stuff on Jimmy Butler. I mean, how much more do we don't want him to force stuff? Like, that's the whole thing. Like, I understand that the national narrative might be, why is Jimmy Butler, the superstar on this team, not doing more? But 17, 8, 3, like, he does what he has to do at times. Like, they didn't get blown out by 40, and Jimmy didn't have a good game at all. Like, it was a pretty close game. Bam had a huge game. Even Tyler Hero off the bench had a huge game. So it's not like they didn't get contributions from people.
Well, Jimmy is, he's obviously the best player, all-around player. But he likes his style. He likes the way this team's set up. Yeah. How many great players or really good players don't really care about their scoring? How many guys are like him? There's not many guys.
No.
There's a lot of guys. First of all, no on the teams are on like, bro, you know you got to get 25 to 30. And he trusts everybody. They've been able to get enough from everybody else. So he hasn't. So we'll see. By the way, Barry came out with something else that I've never heard of. I got to be honest with you. Barry's really gotten into the analytics.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm not – it's not a shot. I'm just – it's a fact that besides Pro Football Focus, now we're getting into how close pass rushers are when a guy throws a football.
Right, I saw that.
Are you kidding
I
me?
I saw that.
It's real easy. You're either there and you affect the pass by hitting the guy just as he's throwing it or getting him awkward or feeling the heat, or you don't. This average of 4 yards away versus 4.5 versus 5.2. Are you effing kidding me?
I almost didn't understand it.
Seriously, man. I know, like, this is where analytics has just gone way too far. And his stuff, listen, this guy, while everybody else is writing their article or two, he's loading up with 4 or 5, right? He's covering everybody. He's got a good inside source with the Canes. Always has. But like, Barry, listen, man, just from my opinion, reading your stuff every day, I feel as somebody that reads your stuff and pays for the Herald every month, I just want to say, don't do that again. Please make this the last time. I know you want to make points on how bad the pass rush is for the Dolphins. You don't have to do they were 4 yards away from the quarterback when it was thrown, or three, compared, and you try to make some, you know, comparisons with some other guy. Don't do that. It's a bad pass rush.
Right.
Analytics doesn't need to tell me that it was bad.
It was interesting. It was an interesting kind of article. And
I thought, what?
I just like
you
the fact that
you did not write this, Barry.
Well, because there's services out there that's what they do. That's all they do, all these analytics. So, of course, the writers are going to pick up on it, but nobody picks up on this stuff more than Barry does. Nobody.
So I like the grades on players.
The Pro Football Focus stuff, right.
I like when I think a guy plays well, and I mark down my, I call it my eyeballs, like that guy seems to be making a lot of plays. So I want to see how he grades for the plays I'm not paying attention. And so like Christian Wilkins had a good grade. It's grayed out one of the top defensive tackles that first week. So I was like, oh, that's good. I'm glad to know, because he batted a couple of footballs down. He had a set. He was in on a couple of plays behind the line of scrimmage. So I was like, man, I feel good about that. And then you want to know how. They're not completely accurate because nobody knows exactly what their assignments are. I agree with the other side of it. The old coaches that hate analytics in every sport hate it. Nobody hates analytics more than old baseball managers. Mm. They hate analytics. We had a guy here, Jack McKeon, did everything with his gut and praying. Went to church every morning and was throwing guys out there. He had starters pitching three innings every day. I mean, remember when he was doing crazy stuff with all his starters?
Remember when he got ripped on 3 days rest, putting Beckett back in as a starter in New York?
And Josh Beckett went out and pitched the game of his life.
Right. Analytics would have never told him to start him then. Are you kidding
me? Didn't give him the extra day. Finished it out in six. Complete game. He was dominant, wanted to pitch, and showed it. Yep. Including that weak dribbler that ended the game back to Josh Beckett. So those guys hate analytics. Now, I'm not an analytics hater because I have now seen how some of it works and the teams do use it. I think the younger coaches like it more than the older coaches. And the old guys just getting what? I coach with my gut. When I want to go for it, I go for it. I don't read percentages of whether – this is a good idea or not. I don't want to know. But I think more and more are coming around to analytics, that you do like to know numbers, right? You like to know, how's everybody doing on 4th-and-1 against this team? Not real good, coach. How do you feel? All right, punt. Yeah. What's that number? And you like to know that kind of stuff. But there are some guys hey, our team's on a roll. Now's the time to go for it. That whole thing about how early in the game can you go for two versus kicking the extra point. I don't know, man. That gets when somebody brings that up, they go back to second quarter, ends up hurting them. And I was like, man, that's going way back. Adding points up, sure, it was a bad decision now. But you don't know how the circumstance or how it would have ended if it goes the other way. So we do get a little crazy. But, Barry, you're all in on it, bro. How close are you when the guy throws the damn ball?
4.1, 4.2.
Are you kidding me, bro? Were you talking about fast 40s, or are we talking about friggin' pass rushing, man? You're either there and you get a pressure or you're not. That's it.
Right.
And, by the way, it's proven the more pressures you get, the more sacks you get. The more chances you're there – there's going to be more that the guy holds on to that ball and you're going to get him.
Right.
So, I don't know, man.
That was an interesting article. It was interesting. That's it.
I
didn't understand most of it. Right.
I just wanted to get out. Well, that's the first time I'd seen it. I was
right, that's it.
Oh, Barry, come on, man. I like the grades. I've gotten where I really do like the grades. I hate to tell the players that because the players and the coaches hate it. They hate when the media gives out grades because they don't grade out the same way because they have different assignments. You know, Pro Football Focus doesn't know what the guy's assignments are when they run games and stuff like that. So I don't know. But now we're doing how close were you on your average pass rush? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get blocked. Sometimes you're not going to get there. But
By the way, two quick texts I want to read you on the analytics stuff. Analytics cost the Dodgers the World Series against the Astros in Game 6 of that series. Joe, the stupid analytics told Dave Roberts to sit three of his best hitters in Game 1 of the World Series a few years ago. No thank you. Leave me the old school baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think these guys now, because the analytics in baseball has exploded. Like, there's what did I tell? So I talked to the analytics guy for the Dolphins, because for a class that I was doing, I need to get some information for a college class that they were doing analytics on. And we were talking. He goes, oh, man, baseball's got a lot more analytic people than any other sport. Baseball loves analytics. They're getting rid of baseball folks for analytic people.
Right.
Like, the whole game is kind of, I don't want to say nerdy, but bringing in guys that put numbers together for decision making.
Well, wasn't that the Oakland A's Billy Beane thing years ago? They had a movie about that.
Well,
like, listen, how it changed everything in baseball.
I got to tell you, the A's in Tampa Bay are unbelievable. They don't have nearly the payroll, some of these teams, and I don't know if they're going to be able to keep it going and play great. And man, they have really had some success, though. I don't know. It's always the analytics thing. But I have gotten, as I've gotten older, I do like him more. Like Chris Collinsworth, he's an old dude, man.
Right.
He bought that.
Smart. Genius move.
I always
Everybody uses it. It's on Sunday Night Football now.
So somebody asked me, well, yeah, it's on Sunday Night Football. He's doing Sunday Night Games.
Right.
Of course they're using
right.
it. If that thing makes money, it's got to make money, right?
Well, because if you want the, I mean, you could get like the regular stuff, you know, that everybody gets. But if you want the premium stuff, then you have to pay for it.
Well, the teams all pay for it.
That's it. So they're getting it from that. Yeah.
And I didn't know that till Adam Gase. Speaking of Adam Gase, told me, and I did not know that was taken. Anyway, we got to go to break. When we come back, James Lofton from CBS getting ready to do a game this week will join us. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, make sure you listen here for Fantasy Football Reports weekdays, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Who's hot, who's not? We'll tell you. Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. My favorite vodka out there also, by the way.
We don't get a pass rush. I'm going to have to start drinking extra Tito's on the rocks.
I think you should do it anyway. Forget about if they have pass rush or not. Tito's some good vodka out there right now. I don't like that stuff. We're waiting for James Lofton, by the way. He's going to join us here from CBS in just a second, talk a little NFL with him also. He is on the Minnesota-Tennessee call this week.
Oh, he's got somebody we're real familiar with.
Right.
I'm happy for him. Somebody asked me the Ryan Tannehill story. Good for him, man.
Right.
Good for him.
All right, well, we're going to jump out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to James Lofton. Like I said, he's on the call for Minnesota and Tennessee this week. James, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
You bet. How are you guys doing this morning?
James, we're doing good. By the way, James, this very disrespectful Hall of Fame wide receiver. I always start and Stanford and a Stanford man. I got to get that in, man. Come on now. I mean, that's
thanks, Joe.
hey, James, Ryan Tannehill. People always ask me. I go, look at. I'm happy for him. He didn't have a bad bone in his body. We didn't have very good teams for the guy. What are your thoughts on what he's been able to do after getting a fresh start in Tennessee?
You know, I was probably standing on the other side of the room when guys were kind of evaluating Ryan Tannehill and saying, oh, he can't do this, he can't do that. I kind of liked him. He could move around, and I thought that that's where the game was headed, toward quarterbacks who were a little more mobile. He showed me a glimmer. And in that little bit of a glimmer, I thought, yeah, I'd go ahead and invest in him and make him my franchise quarterback. And this was probably after about his third season. You know, now that franchise number is so high, it's set at about $40 million for the young fourth or fifth year quarterback. And when you're going to toss that type of money at somebody, you better be absolutely sure. So, you know, now he's getting a second chance. Really appreciative of it, and you're right. a guy who doesn't have a bad bone in his body, and I think that's reflective of the way the teammates like him in the locker room.
And that's funny, too, James, because I wanted to talk about the other quarterback, too, who's struggling for Minnesota, Kirk Cousins. Actually, the entire offense is struggling. I don't want to just throw it on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
He's the quarterback there. But Kirk Cousins not having a great start to this season, and that offense, they're bad right now.
Yeah, and Kirk Cousins is a quarterback that doesn't get out of the way really well. And so when you watch him play, you're going, how come he can't run like the – if you're a Viking fan, how come he can't run like the other guys? How come – well, that's not his strong suit. His strong suit is get back there and pick your part in the pocket and be a little bit smarter than your defense. And he is struggling right now. He's given up two safeties. You know, and that normally doesn't happen. Oh. You normally give up maybe two safeties in your entire career. And somebody told me it's three in a row because you go back to the last game of the 2019 season. So I'm looking for a four-peat this week.
keep you entertained. Hey, James.
Exactly.
We saw something crazy that I'm still trying to figure out, and the Cowboys-Falcons game, and not the great collapse, but – how does an onside you've been part of that onside kick return team. Like, you learn at what age, like, if that ball's rolling slow and looking like it's going 10, get on it before it gets there. How do you explain three professional football players standing around a ball at 11 or 12 yards for let's see who can get it first?
They even moved in closer. So it is know the rules. And every week, you should have a rule that you want your team to know. So the opposing offense is on the field, and there's 13 seconds to play in the first half, and they're about to punt. Know the rule that if you catch the fair kick on the punt, you have a free kick from anywhere. So why not put back two people to catch the ball? Know the rule that you can bat the ball, but you have to bat it away from your goal line. If you're going to try and bat it out of bounds, know the rule that if you step across the line 10 yards, the other team cannot hit you when that ball is rolling. So you can just pick it up. They can't even hit you. You have to know the rules. And John Fossil, who's the special teams coach for the Dallas Cowboys, I was on the coaching staff with him in Oakland, and his father, Jim Fossil, was the head coach of the New York Giants. So here's a guy who knew the rules and knew that that slow spinning kick was his best chance for it to get to 10 yards. But that thing wasn't ever going to get to 10 yards before the other team could pick it up. And so the other team just did not know the rules.
Right. So you know what? I just figured, and tell me if you're thinking the same thing. So the coordinator, the special teams coordinator and his assistant, they knew the rule, and they just thought it was a given that the players knew the rule. Would you think that? Is that a possibility?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know that's one where if that's not a long-tenured special teams coach, that he doesn't have a coach's locker when he comes back in on Monday.
No, it was that bad. I said the same thing Monday. Yeah. That's how coaches get fired.
I mean, yeah, very, very rarely do you have a play – that cost you the game. Now, Dallas had to go move the ball 20 yards to do that, and you can't take away what they did in the comeback. They had two early fumbles that set up Atlanta, but it's an unfortunate collapse by the Atlanta Falcons, because you don't root for people to lose games. You watch games to see who's going to win.
Right, and the funny thing is, James, there was a stat that came out right after the game that teams that have scored 39 points and not had any turnovers – were 440-0 before that happened in that game. Can you imagine being Dan Quinn going back in a locker room after that game, or the owner of the team calling and saying, what just happened? How does a team overcome that? This is the same team that lost a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl a couple years ago also.
Yeah.
How do you recover from that, James?
I was on the sideline watching that game. But, you know, but what we don't regard as turnovers, we don't regard a – recovered onside kick as a turnover, but it is. We don't regard when a team can't make a first down on fourth down as a turnover, but it is. So those are one's a turnover on downs, and one is inexcusable from the other perspective.
Hey, James, real quickly too. has football been as good as you thought without a preseason? Better? What have been your thoughts on what we've seen the first couple weeks?
From what I've asked coaches about is what it allowed them to do is not have to get ready for a preseason game and to not have to do that four times to get, you know, the backups ready, a game plan, practice a little bit on the game plan. They were able to install their offense and their defense at a different pace because they knew that they knew the start date was way down the road. So they really had about 6 weeks to get ready for the season. I think play has been really good.
Yeah, I do too. And the follow-up to that is we have seen a lot of pulled hamstrings. We have seen some knees.
That's the case all the time, though.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
A lot of those injuries would almost happen in training camp. And I don't think we had as many injuries while the teams were in training camp because I think they were, you know, concerned about that. And teams don't hit as much anymore as they used to. You know, you used to, you know, years ago have, you know, full goal line scrimmages, full team scrimmages and all of that. So that's changed so much. And the way that people hit now, you know, your tight end's going up the seam and that ball's high. You can't hit him until he catches and starts to come down.
And that
would have
been
nice.
Used
to be able to destroy a guy like Joe Rose going down the field.
Yeah, listen, and they did. Hey, by the way, James, don't be a hater, though, because they always tell me, like, I watch these practices the first couple years on the new NFL, and I was like, man, these guys don't even condition. They don't have to run gassers. They don't hit. They don't go twice a day. But I think it's been kind of good for football. I don't have a problem with it. What about you, the new NFL?
Well, when you look at it on a whole – guys are bigger, stronger, faster. And, you know, even the offensive linemen, as big as they've grown, you're still looking for nimble guys. It's funny. I'm looking at 295-pound defensive tackles and thinking, oh, these guys are small, so they got a quick defensive line. That would have been huge in the late 70s and early 80s for a player. You know, you had offensive tackles who were 275 pounds who used to play. And those were big tackles. So, you know, when you look at guys now and they're 330, 340, they still have to be conditioned. They have to be able to do what they need to do. And the pace of play is a lot faster. They run a lot more plays during the course of a game.
James, I got to tell you, it's always great having you. I always tell you this, man. You're one of the few Stanford guys that after all these years I still like seeing, man. So thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Hey, I loved it. Good talking to you as always.
Thanks, James.
You. Hall of Fame wide receiver James Lofton joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Joe, some sad news while James was on. It's been announced that Hall of Fame running back Gale Sayers has passed away.
Oh, man.
I know that's we always used to talk about that on the show, the Brian Piccolo.
One of the greatest, yeah. I love Brian Piccolo, and I want you to love him too, man.
Right.
That is
77 years old, he passed away.
Wow. Yep. Wow. All right, well, listen, we're going to go to Jason Taylor. We're going to talk to the Hall of Famer about the pass rush and get his take on this Miami Dolphins football team. We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.